Hi, Jackie. How are things going in Alamogordo?
Things are going good. Now that fall is here, things are starting to pick up, so that's always a good thing.
Is there a lot of movement of people visiting Ruidoso to watch the leaves change in Cloudcroft?
Yes, definitely. That's one of the big pluses of living over here. The scenery is just really, really beautiful, especially up there, like you said, in Ruidoso and Cloudcroft. It's super nice right now.
Let's bring things back to the news and a tragic event that happened in Las Vegas. I understand there's a local connection from Alamogordo.
Yes, so we just got in contact with a former Alamogordo resident by the name of Ron Farmer. He currently lives in Albuquerque right now, but he's lived here in Alamogordo for 15 years. He was visiting his girlfriend in Las Vegas over the weekend, and they went to go see a show at the Luxor. After the show, he said they were going to go attend a little fair that was going on there. It was a fair by the Country Music Festival. Right before they got there, he told us a bone-chilling story of the events that unfolded that night at the Country Music Festival. He, basically told us that they pretty much saw everything, people running, things of that nature, and all the EMTs and everything that was on the scene. As you can imagine, he was very confused at the time. He didn't really know what was happening until pretty much the next day. But it's a pretty, as I said, a bone-chilling story, and I look very forward to writing about that, and I hope everyone gets a chance to read it, because it really is, I can't even explain it, how he did, but hopefully, the words in my story will give it justice. But it is going to be a really amazing story of his firsthand account and in Las Vegas during the mass shooting.
And this is in today's paper.
Yes, it's in today's paper.
Let's talk about ways that Alamogordo is going to be reaching out to the victims in Las Vegas in a partnership with United Blood Services.
Yeah, so we also just found out that United Blood Services will be visiting Alamogordo on Monday, October 9th. They will be stopping at Daryl Champion Regional Medical Center, the hospital here. They're asking for donations, blood donations, to take back to Las Vegas. So anyone that would like to donate blood, please go to Daryl Champion on Monday. They'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. You'll also have a second chance on October 18th at the New Mexico School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. They'll also be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Again, getting blood donations, which will, of course, benefit the victims and survivors of the Las Vegas tragic mass shooting.
Okay, Jackie, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you so much.